I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus, here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A growing body of research points to a connection between various sleep disorders and cardiovascular health. Dr. Andrea Rin is here to talk about sleep and heart health. Dr. Rin is a physician in the Department of Pulmonary Critical Care and Sleep Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rin, tell us about this connection between sleep and heart health.
Reduced sleep time increases risk factors for heart disease. Here's one example. When you sleep, your blood pressure should drop or go down. And when you lose sleep, your blood pressure will stay higher longer. And we know that high blood pressure is a risk factor for cardiac disease and stroke. There's also increasing evidence that reduced sleep time is linked with the development of type 2 diabetes, which, as we know, also raises the risk of cardiac disease and stroke.
What else do we need to know about sleep and heart health?
Well, the last example was about sleep time and getting adequate amounts of sleep, but we also know that untreated sleep apnea can raise your risk. There is a higher risk of having cardiovascular disease if you have sleep apnea. And some estimates include 40 to 60% of patients with cardiovascular disease will also have sleep apnea. There is increasing evidence that an irregular sleep pattern may also put you at risk for cardiovascular disease. For instance, research has shown that varying the amount of time you sleep by 2 hours or more over a 7-day period puts you at risk. The take-home message is that you should be regimented about your sleep schedule, the amount of sleep time, and the quality of sleep, because this may improve cardiovascular health.
Tell us about high-quality sleep. How much sleep are we really talking about that we need?
The number that is generally recommended for adults is 7 to 9 hours per night. And by the way, the American Heart Association has added sleep to its essential 8, which includes a list of mitigation strategies for ideal health.
What tips can you suggest that people can put into their lives right now to try to get a good night's sleep?
The first thing I would recommend is getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep consistently, nightly, and maintaining a consistent schedule. I would also consider further investigation of daytime sleepiness or fatigue or disrupted sleep.
If someone is struggling with ongoing sleep problems, what's a first step to help address and improve their situation?
I would advise them to consider speaking with their primary care physician and then considering a sleep consultation with a sleep specialist if needed.
And how fixable is this problem, particularly for someone who might have been struggling with sleep issues for years now?
Most of the time, when someone has a sleep problem, and there are lots of different examples, but the majority of people who have sleep problems will have some benefit when they get treated and the problem is appropriately addressed.
Dr. Rin, thanks for this information about sleep and heart health.
Thank you.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.